Triple M Rock and Footy tonight. Big game of footy over in the West. And the boys are doing their huddle, the Friday night huddle from Juddy's Man Cave. Cannot wait for that. The big game between West Coast and the Western Bulldogs. But right now, let's touch base with a good friend of the show, the one and only Brodie Smith of the Adelaide Footy Club.
Thanks, boys. How you going?
Mate, we are good. A couple of changes. Wayne Jr. Miller comes back in. Troy Menzel's in. Jakey Lever just had some trouble with that hamstring again. And Riley Knight's out also. He's got a little corked buttock, which hasn't come up as well. So two in, two out for a big game of footy against the Demons, who really need a big win, mate, because they've probably not lived up to the hype.
Yeah, that's right. I guess they've been around the mark in all their games. I think the stat was they've been in front in every last quarter they've played or something like that. So they've played some pretty good footy without being able to go to the line. So we know we're up for a good test this week, coming off what was obviously a disappointing game.
Brodes, what's been the key message from Donald Pike to the playing group this week?
Our contest work and our second and third efforts is what got improved this week, because they're pretty good inside the contest.
And what else about Melbourne, bro? They got a little handball happy against the Hawks and sort of turned it over on pressure. So obviously intent around the footy would be important. But what else do you need to close down of theirs?
Yeah, that's right. They like to move the ball pretty quick and handball and the short kicks as well. So we know we've got to get up in their face and try and shut that down and not let them move the ball through us and get it out the back to their forwards.
No Max Gorn, no Melbourne Footy Club, far as I'm concerned. So the big source is going to have a massive advantage for the midfielders this weekend.
Yeah, we're hoping the big source can take advantage of his height there. Pedersen's come in and played. He's been pretty competitive and played well. So he has been. But we've obviously got the advantage there in the hit-outs with big source. So we need to take full advantage of that and get the ball forward to Eddie and Tex and these boys.
If I was a midfielder this week, Jars, I'd be wearing my tuxedo because I'd be expecting silver service off the big source.
Gloves on.
I'll be white gloves, everything. I would just be sitting down in the square, bros, and just waiting for it to fall into my lap. That's the sort of service I think Source can require this week. Going to be a good game of footy. Goody's in town. He's catching up with Roo tonight. They're all old mates and everything else. And, of course, speaking of old mates, Bernie Vince plays game number 200. Surely there's a welcoming party coming out to see Bern, even though Danger's gone. Last time he was in town, he was enemy number one.
Yeah, he was. He beat Danger up a bit, didn't he?
Yeah.
The boys had to get around him, but, he was definitely a favourite when he was down in Adelaide. But, as soon as we cross that white line, he becomes an enemy. And then after the game, we'll be mates again. But, it'd be good to see Bernie. And it's good that his 200th lands in Adelaide. It's pretty lucky for him.
Tell me, there's a small bounty on his head, just in terms of the old boys that played with him, whether it be Texan, whether it be Richie Douglas and Sloaney and a few of the older boys that have been around for a while. There's some kind of prize if you can get him.
Yeah, I did see Tex flashing some cash around this week. So I think he's offered a bit of cash for anyone that can get into Burn. I think he might have got him last year, I reckon, holding the ball, he said. So look out for Tex v. Bernie.
I don't want to harp on too much about the performance last week against the Kangaroos in Tassie. Old mate was down there doing special comments for a Triple M football, young broster.
Nice calling.
After the game, he gave away the worst on-ground votes.
Two to Brodie Smith, who's got to find a way. When someone's putting a bit of work into you, you've got to find a way to release and just continue to find some footy. So damaging when he's up and about.
Oh, Brodie, he gave you two votes for worst on-ground. Your mate, Louis.
Yeah.
He's flat.
First I've heard of that. I'm flat, yeah. I do like how he finished it off on a positive note, but don't sugarcoat it, mate. If you're going to give me worse time, just give it to me.
Yeah, come on, Lou. That's clip
right. Mate, you're in some very good company. Tex got three, Sloaney got one.
And all three of you have been on the show this week.
We've had them all on this week just so you can face the music. But he knows it's a backhanded compliment because I hold him in such high esteem. Otherwise, I wouldn't be talking about you, mate. Exactly.
Bounce back, mate, so you get the three votes for BAG this week.
And can you tell all the boys to put their lecky blankets on this week because they all were whinging about the cold last week down in Tassie?
Well, hopefully the three boys get in there, we can turn it around the other way this week.
I'd look forward to putting you in the best players this week. Speaking of best players, mums are the best players this Sunday in particular, Mother's Day. Bro, you weren't forthcoming with any great compliments on the Adelaide Crows website. Here's you talking about your mum when you ask why your mum is the best.
She brought me into this world.
That's it.
You just laughed.
That is it. You laughed in your mother's face.
What? Your mum's done a magnificent job bringing you up,
she
young
man. She
brought
you into the world.
Yeah.
You're 24.
Too worried about your old man, Gordy.
How old are you, bro?
23. 25.
You've had 25 years to come up with one good thing to say about your mum, and that's all you could roll out.
Well, look, I was put on the spot, and I had bloody Lairdy standing behind the camera staring me down, and it put me off. So
you just laughed about your mother.
Yes.
Mum knows I appreciate her very much, but we've got some good banter, myself, mum, and Gordo, so there's a lot of back and forth between the three of us.
All right, then.
Jeez, all right. I'll tell you what, that was almost if we were giving votes for things to say about your mum.
Oh, no.
Three votes.
Three. Oh, not again.
I've got 5 votes in a week.
Yeah, you're flying, mate. You're flying.
Hey, good luck tomorrow night, champ. We need to get the 4 points.
Yeah, cheers, boys. Can't wait to get out of there.
There is Brady Smith of the Adelaide Crows taking on the Demons on Saturday night. Footy's going to be an awesome game of footy. Triple M rocking footy for that one. It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.